Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Quinn in Minneapolis. Quinn writes, my husband takes my cell phone at times if he's out running out to get coffee or anywhere quick. I have nothing to hide, but it's annoying that he grabs my phone. That's oversharing, and he needs to take his own phone. Am I overreacting on this?
I don't think you are. No. I don't think you are. I don't understand why.
What?
Why I'm taking your phone? You ain't got none of my contacts in there. I don't want to talk to none of your friends.
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't know what that is. I don't know. Call us up, taking the phone. You ain't talking to nobody while I'm gone. It could be that, insecurity. He could be checking your phones, whatever. But no, you're not overreacting. It's your phone. To take your phone.
Yeah.
Even if you're married, you don't belong to somebody. Well, I can't say that. Let me put it to you this way. Just because you're married, you still have to have some things that are yours.
Yeah.
You can't give up your individuality completely.
Right.
You know, a woman and a man, you deserve your own phone, your own bank account. Every married person should have their own bank account. You got to have something of yours that you can control. You can't just give yourself over to somebody else and let them do what they want to do. Now, who do that? That ain't fun.
At all. No. All right. Thank you, CLO. What's wrong, nephew?
Well, everybody sent me into something right there. Left the house with the phone? Left with it? What?
That couldn't happen to you.
Run that car off the road.
All right. Moving on to Brittany in Norcross. Brittany writes, my dad was not in my life until I got married and had a child. Now he's the best grandfather ever. He was even there for my son's birth, and I got jealous and resentful because of that. I'm almost 30, so should I tell my dad or let go of the past?
Well, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but let me just say this. You can ruin your future dwelling on your past. Mm-hmm. You can do that. I know a lot of people who have done it. Now, I know you might have some daddy issues because you didn't have a father. That's very, very reasonable. That's very doable. And you might have to discuss that with him. But he's grown into a new person. People have a right to change. You're in his life now. He's a great-grandfather. You know what I mean? He said, man, I messed up. I'm trying to get it right. I don't think you're looking at that part. You're only looking at the part of what he didn't do for you. You're not looking at what he's doing for you now and what he's providing for the grandchild. So you can go, I mean, you might as well have a talk with him and just say, hey, look, I felt resentful. Forgive me. I've been thinking these ways. I'm sorry. I was upset with you because you weren't there for me. Now you're there all the time. And now I don't know why you mad because he there now, though, but people have to deal with issues their way. You might have to bring it up and say something to him about it. or get counseling, which I don't, you know, I'm not a counsel type person, but a lot of people are, so you might have to get therapy to talk through your issues about it. Because him not being there has created something for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right, CLO, thank you for that one. Asia in Baltimore says, my boyfriend will take my car to the car wash, but he will not get the inside cleaned and vacuumed. I got tired of it, so I hired the young man across the street to vacuum and wash my windows to get back at him. It worked. Am I petty for doing it?
Yeah, you said to get back at him, and it worked, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Am I petty? Yeah. Yeah, you petty. Yeah. Next question.
All right. the last yeah. one.
And you know you're petty. You said it. Yeah.
Eric in Dothan writes that my wife talks in her sleep.
Dothan, Alabama, 231, baby. Holiday Inn Express. Go ahead, Shirley.
My wife talks
Parrot
in her
lounge.
Sleep. What lounge?
Parrot Lounge.
Oh,
used to be inside the Holiday Inn Express on 231 in Dothan.
Okay. Anyway, Eric writes that my wife talks in her sleep, and last night she said, hey, Steve. I assumed it was Steve Harvey because we watched Family Feud before bed. Survey says, my wife is dreaming about you, Steve. Is it normal to dream or fantasize about a celebrity?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And she didn't say Steve Harvey, so... You know, it could be Steve Wilco. He got a show. Used to be Jerry Springer's bodyguard.
They weren't watching.
You
know.
It's you. It's you.
They watched Family Feud.
Steve Wilco.
Yeah. Before bed.
Yeah, it could be him. Yeah.
It's you.
It's you.
It could be us a lot of Steves. I know. You could just be one of them. You could be dreaming about Steve Stout, and then that would be a problem because he ain't that famous, but he lived in New York.
No,
and then, you know.
Yeah.
It's either you or Stephen A. Smith. It's one of the two.
But she would call him.
Oh, there you go. She would, Stephen A. right here.
She would say, hey, Stephen A, though.
No, she wouldn't. Hey, Steve, they cool, you know. I'm not in her dreams, dog. No. I ain't finna be that. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. No, sir.
So it's another
Seagal,
Steve.
Yeah. Steve Martin.
All them people. Shout out to Monica Barnes, who was at the golf tournament and who has been on some type of program and looked absolutely amazing yesterday. Shout out to Monica Barnes, straight out of Mississippi, on some type of program. And they was on her at the golf tournament yesterday.
They
was
on
her.
What you talking about?
Yeah, she was out there. She was out there winning, Shirley and Carla.
Get your dub, girl.
She
win
does.
Is a
she,
win, baby. Yes.
She looks great. And that's all her own hair. Thank you.
Yes, beautiful.
And I told him that, too.
What'd you say?
She's single, and that's her hair. That's all. That's her hair.
If she bought it, it's her hair. Whatever.
No, she ain't bought that, though. That ain't come out the bag. That comes straight out the roots.
Okay.
All right, so you're convinced that it wasn't you she was dreaming about. We're all in disagreement.
Absolutely. That's way too many Steves.
Yeah, but they watch Family Feud right before bed, okay? So it stands to reason that it was you, sir.
It don't stand. What do stand to reason mean?
That it's you because they watch the show.
I never understood that it stand to reason. No, man. Hey, Steve. She didn't say Steve.
It's
Hawk.
You. It's you.
Could have been dreaming about
on the
Steve
show
Jobs.
Says,
she was
hey,
on her
Steve
phone.
Harvey.
She was on her phone. She was on her phone. She could have been talking about Steve Jobs.
Everybody in Family Feud says, hey, Steve. Not her. Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.